So we're going to get to the audio from Beto O'Rourke later in the show where he said that, hell yes, we're coming to take your AR-15s, right? There's no way he couldn't have expected death threats after that. And he even got what he calls a death threat from another Texas Republican lawmaker, a fellow Texas politician. The response was, my AR is ready for you. Oh, I got a death threat. Dude, what were you expecting?
No, he meant it's unloaded. It's ready
no,
for
he
you.
Didn't. No, he didn't. He meant you can take this gun when you pry it from my cold, dead hand. That's what that Texas lawmaker meant. And that's what everybody else who owns an AR-15, who is bothering to comment on it, is saying about it. Listen, I know the gun is scary looking. I know it's a competent gun. I know it can do damage. But it's not the gun, okay? It's the person. If all you do is take away the gun, the person that would have used that is going to find something else. So please, at the very least, be honest enough to make it a broad, multi-pronged approach to solving the issue of violence in this country and around the world. It's everywhere. I've said it all the time. There will not be ever world peace as long as there are two people on the planet. One of them's always going to be ticked off at the other. What do they got that I don't got? Anyway, we'll get to that in the audio. But he can't be surprised or even really concerned. Because if you're going to be that concerned, oh, I got death threats. You knew you were when you said it. That's why you said it, so you could get it, so you could say you got death threats to further your cause. Don't be intellectually dishonest with that one, Beto. All right, so let's get to the opening comments from last night. The opening statements, starting with the format for how it was going to play out on ABC.
It had been agreed to by all the campaigns in advance. Candidates will have 1 minute, 15 seconds to answer a direct question and 45 seconds for a rebuttal or response as directed by one of the moderators.
And by the way, everybody went way over last night, all the time. Biden even made a crack about it. Maybe I should go twice as long like everyone else. Sorry. Getting worked out.
We'll each see green and yellow lights. There you see them right there, indicating how much time they have remaining. And when time is up, the light will turn red. Candidates who interrupt will be subject to having their time reduced later on. But this is democracy, the great American experiment, and the candidates are here.
By the way, why don't we stop calling it the great American experiment and start calling it the great American experience? Is it still an experiment, really? Or is it an American experience? I think we need to change that.
Right. To make their case.
The podium placements based on their current standings in nationally recognized polls with the leading candidates in the center. All candidates have been told they can have 1 minute to make an opening statement, and we're going to begin in reverse polling order with Secretary Julian Castro.
And of course, I've been saying his name wrong all along. I gave it a hard J.
Good evening. Y bienvenidos a Texas. Welcome to Texas.
And for those complaining about Spanish last night, it was in Texas. That'd be like speaking Spanish in Florida. It's not bad to sprinkle a little in once in a while. Get over it, Republicans.
It's great.
Look, I can be fair.
Here at TSU, home of the Tigers.
No response.
You know, on January 20th, 2021, at 12:01 p.m., we're going to have a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate. There will be life after Donald Trump. But the truth is that our problems didn't start just with Donald Trump, and we won't solve them by embracing old ideas. We need a bold vision, universal pre-K and universal health care, unleashing millions of new jobs in the clean energy economy, a tax system that rewards people who have to work for a living. But first, we have to win, and that means exciting a young, diverse coalition of Americans who are ready for a bold future. That's what Kennedy did. It's what Carter did. It's what Clinton did. It's what Barack Obama did. And it's what I can do.
He's skipping a few presidents.
Race. Get back Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia, nope, and Arizona. And finally, turn Texas blue and say goodbye to Donald Trump.
And that's one of the more calm statements about Donald Trump. Just, you know, say goodbye to him. That was the nicest thing said about him all night, pretty much.
Senator Klobuchar.
Who, by the way, She strikes, there's something about her personality that makes me cringe. It's very disingenuous. Just listen to her throughout the night.
In Texas Southern, I believe that what unites us up here, the 10 of us, is much stronger than what divides us. And I think that's true of our country, too. Now, I may not be the loudest person up here, but I think we've already got that in the White House. Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, listen, just because you're in Houston, don't use that.
We have a guy there.
If you don't have a sense of humor, don't jokes. Don't do jokes.
That is literally running our country like a game show. He would rather lie than lead.
And that's different from our last president?
We need something different. I am someone that tells the truth. I don't make promises that I can't keep.
Then she's not a politician. She's been serving since 2007, the first woman elected to Congress, I believe, in Minnesota, former chief prosecutor. You're telling me that she doesn't make promises she can't keep? I guarantee you she has and will again. In politics, they all do.
I have people's back, and I believe that to win, you bring people with you, and that is how you govern as well. So you're going to hear a lot of ideas up here. Some will be great, but if you see that some of them seem a little off track, I've got a better way. If you feel stuck in the middle of the extremes in our politics and you are tired of the noise and the nonsense, you've got a home with me. Because I don't want to be the president for half of America. I want to be the president for all of America.
And every president is the president for all of America by definition.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Not a lot of substance there.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
There we go.
It's an honor to be on this debate stage. It is wonderful to be back in Texas, in Houston, back here at TSU. On August 3rd, in El Paso, Texas, two things became crystal clear for me and I think produced a turning point for this country. The first is just how dangerous Donald Trump is, the cost and the consequence of his presidency.
You could say the same thing for Barack Obama. When you get into healthcare, they started talking about how he had revolutionized the face of healthcare in this country. And all my first thought was, yeah, you made it so people that had decent healthcare and could afford it don't have decent healthcare and can't afford what they got, just so a minority could get healthcare when they didn't have any at all. I don't know the math and how you were able to accomplish that, but you screwed it up, Democrats. You screwed it up. Changed my mind.
A racism and violence that had long been a part of America.
By the way, that's let's back up and hit that again. That is, I have a real problem with Democrats doing that. You know, they're attributing racism and violence to Trump. They're saying throughout the night that he made it openly acceptable. No, he did not. He did not, and it is not openly acceptable. It is not even acceptable behind closed doors. How dare you paint that picture and that lie? And Beto O'Rourke playing off that, of course there are bad points of our history. Why don't you point out some of the good things? Why don't you point out our growth and our change? No, you're trying to say that we are just as bad today as we were then. Watch your words.
The first is just how dangerous Donald Trump is, the cost and the consequence of his presidency. A racism and violence that had long been a part of America was welcomed out into the open.
No, it wasn't. Just got angry, man. Days without incident, zero. We reset the clock to days without incident. Beto O'Rourke, congratulations. You're on stage throwing out a line to galvanize and pander to your constituents that can vote for you. And you're talking about a lie. I don't know anybody and I know Democrats, Republicans, liberals, Catholics, atheists, Episcopals, Baptists, Jewish. I don't know anybody, nobody that I know. And I meet a lot of people out on the streets either who don't talk to me this way, that have welcomed violence and hatred. Not a one. It's not as prevalent as you think. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Please believe me. There is work to be done. But it is not as bad as they seem. And you're making it seem bad. You're making it seem like it's welcome. Democrats make it more. They talk about how it's welcome in the open. And people that do subscribe to those things, hatred and racism, start thinking, oh, maybe it is. But you're not hearing it from Republicans that it's welcome. You're not hearing it from Trump that it's welcome. You can redirect, redefine his comments to make it seem that way, like that comment about what Mexico, the country of Mexico, was doing, not the Mexican people, but what the government of Mexico was doing, and twist it to make it fit your narrative. It's not welcome and open, Beto.
Directed to my hometown of El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed.
I keep stopping to interrupt it because he was one of the things that inflamed me the most last night watching this. Listen to what he's saying. He's saying that hatred and racism and all that stuff that Trump brought out into the open, and then he directed it to El Paso. Trump is to blame for the shooting at El Paso. Really?
And the consequence of his presidency. A racism and violence that had long been a part of America was welcomed out into the open and directed to my hometown of El Paso, Texas.
Does anybody believe that the Trump administration welcomed hatred and racism, brought it into the open, and directed that to the Walmart in El Paso? Of course not.
22 people were killed, dozens more grievously injured by a man carrying a weapon he should never have been able to buy in the first place, inspired to kill by our president.
That is not
true. The second is...
That is not true. Okay? Not the president. This guy had stuff going wrong with him throughout Barack Obama's administration as well. This guy grew to this point, and he got through, and nobody called him out on it, and he wasn't taken care of, and we didn't have the mental health policies in place to deal with it either. Those things could have headed it off. Drives me nuts when he says that.
Insufficient our politics is to meet the threat that we have right now. The bitterness, the pettiness, the smallness of the moment, the incentives to attack one another and try to make differences without distinctions.
That's what Democrat. He's actually calling out Democrats, but he's going to then transform that. He's going to transfer that onto anybody that doesn't believe what he believes. It's called transference. Look it up.
Out of molehills, we have to be bigger, we have to see clearly, we have to speak honestly, and we have to act decisively. That's what I want to do for you as President of the United States. Thank you.
All right, so he talks about speaking honestly when he just was not speaking honestly. And he stands there with a straight face to do it. You can tear that entire opening statement apart and point out lies in there. And he goes, you got to speak honestly, and that's what I'm going to do. You just lied. You lied to present your narrative. The country's not that bad. We are pretty amazing. Our politicians, both sides, are divisive. We come back, we'll continue. We'll try to wrap up the opening statements pretty quick in the next segment or two. There's a few more places and things we're going to talk about, but this is kind of giving you an idea of where they were going. We'll also talk about the Survivor-style alliances. Remember the TV show Survivor? We've got alliances. We've got Biden, Warren, and Sanders. Then we got like O'Rourke, Klobuchar, and others. We'll get to that. We'll go through all of it when we come back on Money Talk 1010.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.